You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra.
It's been the debate for some time, housing affordability, the so-called crunch and crisis in our big capitals of Sydney and Melbourne, and all this debate around what the government will be doing to make homes more affordable and to make it easier for first homeowners to get into the market. Well, the ANU has released a poll now that shows one-fifth of Australian homeowners are struggling to meet their home loan repayments, and 2% have fallen behind. Jill Shepherd from the ANU is here to talk about this study. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
These are fairly concerning numbers, aren't they, when you talk about 87% are either very concerned or somewhat concerned that future generations won't be able to afford to buy a home.
It's pretty grim, right? And this was... Look, I was really surprised by these results because we are kind of insulated from this housing crisis, you know, in Canberra and outside of the major capitals. So when I got these results, I thought, this has really taken hold. I mean, people are genuinely worried about this. We also see in here, Dan, that, you know, about half of Australians, 49%, say that they're happy to see their own house value decrease, you know, to lose equity in their own home, basically, if it means that others are able to afford to enter the market in the first place. So there's something really taken hold here. And, you know, I'm glad I'm not the government trying to come up with a solution to this, right? Because I don't think you can appease everyone.
Yeah, and Jill, as you and I have spoken about on many occasions, there simply don't appear to be the number of levers that the government needs to pull to be able to either rein this in or address the bigger issues that are putting pressure on the housing market.
Yeah, absolutely, right? So you can fiddle with negative gearing and you can do these things at the margins, but they're not going to make a huge difference. I think, you know, and I'm not a policy person, Dan, but I think, you know, this is just a genuine bubble and we'll have to ride it out. The thing that the government faces here is that they can't please homeowners who have equity in their property and don't necessarily, you know, as I say, 49% said that they're happy to see it fall. I'm surprised that it was so high, and maybe when push comes to shove, it wouldn't be so high. But you're trying to look after those people on one hand, and then look after people trying to enter the market on the other hand, and you can't make both sides better off. Basically, it's an impossible task. The other thing that we see here is that young people are just getting pessimistic. Like, the rot seems to be setting in, that they're not convinced that they're ever going to be able to afford a home. And they're also detaching the idea of home ownership from being part of the Australian way of life. So that seems to be the pointier end here, is young people for whom own ownership seems to just be a lost kind of opportunity.
Now, one of the other statistics that you have is that 18% or almost one in five say that they've economised on essentials to meet mortgage or rent repayments. Now, this and a number of the other statistics indicate a major reining in of household spending. And then one of the statistics says that if there were to be a rate increase of, what, 2%, that there would be, it could be quite damaging, quite dangerous for families.
This is probably the biggest worry that we found here, is that, as we know, interest rates are, you know, historically low in Australia at the moment. The days of 17% interest rates seem long, you know, past. And that if, as you say, Dan, if rates do increase by 2 percentage points, 2% of the population are incredibly worried that they wouldn't be able to keep up with that. And so that's where we have this this sort of pointy end, I guess, for whom housing crisis currently, and this isn't even being able to get into the market. This is, I've already gotten in, but things are really hard. You know, I may have overcapitalised, and if things change in terms of interest rates, that I'm going to be in real problems. And that's, I think, maybe a story in this housing affordability narrative that gets lost. You know, it's all about entering the market. But there's still a very precarious role for a lot of people who are already in the market. And if things do change, Yeah, and one of these policy levers might be to increase interest rates and make borrowing harder. But that will impact people already in the market. So, you know, as I've said to you before, Dan, I don't know. I don't know what you do here, right?
Yeah, and that's the big challenge and one of the big question marks, not just facing the government but the opposition as well, isn't it? This is not a party political matter. This is one that cuts across, right across the country. What do you think that voters want to see to ease the housing affordability issues?
Now, it's interesting. So voters, we asked voters a bunch of things, policy options, and first-time rental grants are still really, really popular. Everyone seems to love the idea of getting cash up front. Now, the policy, you know, it got a policy implications for that, that it tends to increase housing prices. So we may not be very good judges at what will work in the long term. Personally, we tend to be more interested in what will help us, and that's totally rational. There wasn't as much support for getting rid of negative gearing as I would have thought. Even among current investors, there's some support there, but it's not massive. You know, it's about a quarter of all Australians said they would be happy to get rid of negative gearing, whereas to me it seems like it would be low-hanging fruit. You know, something that's just an easy policy, quick fix. There wasn't much consensus over what would be the best policy response to the housing affordability crisis. We're happy with more supply of houses. We also say that we're happy with more housing in our local area. As I've said, we're happy with the idea of our own home losing value. It means that more people can afford a home. But how you actually do this in practice, and we've seen in Sydney, you know, huge protests against additional development. So how this happens in practice, I don't know.
Yeah, and that, of course, is one of the crucial questions and one that we'll be watching very closely when the federal budget is handed down tomorrow to see whether or not the government is pulling levers and just how far that they are going to do that. Jill, thanks so very much for talking us through this data, this new ANU housing poll this morning.
Gee, thanks, Dan.